Welcome to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next hour, we're featuring some great Motown songs and artists from the 1960s, 1970s, and 1980s. This half hour, we'll hear from The Temptations, Stevie Wonder, The Supremes, Marvin Gaye, The Miracles, Smokey Robinson, Jimmy Ruffin, and Martha the Vandellas. All coming up during the next half hour as we feature some great Motown songs and artists from the 1960s, 1970s, and 1980s. Right here on Motown Memories.
Thank you. Tom Fallon.
Now I want to tell you of a great love. Oh, it will light up, it will show. Just believe. Stone love. Stone love. Oh yeah. A love for each other will bring fighting to an end.
Diana Ross and left the group. That was Stone Love, and then reached number 7 on the U.S. Billboard charts from 1970. Before that, Stevie Wonder from the great album called Songs in the Key of Life. That was Isn't She Lovely. It didn't chart because it was never released as a single, but it was recorded in 1976. And we started with The Temptations, Ball of Confusion, that's what the world is today, number 3 from 1970. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon. This hour, featuring some great songs from the 1960s, 1970s, and 1980s. Well, coming up, Marvin's last number one, Got to Give It Up, Part 1. Well, despite his fear of flying, Marvin Gaye agreed to appear in London in October 1976, his first British performance in 10 years. He recalled that, "I thought that the English really understood me, and I understood them. They're wilder than they let on." Well, sold-out concerts at the Royal Albert Hall and the London Palladium Hall brought rave reviews from the British press. The Palladium concerts were recorded for a double album, but there was only enough material for 3 sides. Marvin needed to record something in the studio to fill up side 4. Well, the producer of this song, Al Stewart, recalled that he had this riff that seemed very danceable. he was doing crazy things, like banging on a half-filled grapefruit juice bottle for rhythm. Well, I kept stuff like that on the track. Also, people talking in the studio, that loose feeling. Well, here is Got to Give It Up, Part 1, Marvin Gaye, right here on Motown Memories.
Somebody else.
sweet sound of Smokey Robinson being with you that reached number 2 in the U.S. Billboard charts from 1981. Before that, The Miracles featuring Smokey Robinson, My Girl Is Gone, number 14 in the U.S. Billboard charts from 1965. And we start with Marvin Gaye's number 1, Got to Give It Up, number 1 from 1977. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon, and for this hour, we're featuring some great songs and artists from the 1960s, 1970s, and 1980s. Well, coming up, the first great hit from Jimmy Ruffin, What Becomes of the Brokenhearted? Well, this song made Jimmy Ruffin a household name after a half decade of struggling. He was provided with the smash hit by the new songwriting team of Detroit native James Dean and William Weatherspoon. They had help from ace Motown arranger Paul Reiser, whose aching strings elevate the track to classic status. Jimmy Ruffin tells the story of how he entered the Motown Hitsville building one day and heard through the din of the snake pit and rooms full of recording artists a haunting melody being played on a piano. He eventually tracked down Dean and Weatherspoon and announced, "Hey, what's that song?" They told him that it was being prepped for the Spinners to go ahead and sing it. Well, Motown sat on the song forever, Jimmy recalled later on, and he had some spoken words at the beginning that didn't make it on the final cut. That's why there's such a long introduction to the song. Well, the song broke in Chicago, and then it broke everywhere else, and Motown started sending Jimmy out to promote it. Jimmy was finally able to quit his job on the Ford Motor Company assembly line and sing full time. Here is Jimmy Ruffin's first hit, What Becomes of the Broken Heart, right here on Motown.
As I walk this land of broken dreams, I have visions of many things, but happiness is just that.
That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com.
Yeah.
Beatles with a great song, Quicksand, number 8 on the U.S. Billboard charts from 1963. And we start with Jimmy Ruffin's song, What Becomes of the Brokenhearted, number 7 from 1966. Well, this last half hour, we featured some great songs and artists from the 1960s, 1970s, and 1980s. Well, coming up after the break, more 60s, 70s, and 80s tunes. So keep it right here on Motown Memories.